history of brilliance. He thanked de Villiers for the contribution he has made to South African cricket and specifically to make the Standard Bank Proteas a leading team. CSA Acting Chief Executive Tabang Moro says it was a disappointing decision, but one that has to be respected. De Villiers says he has no plans to play overseas, but says he's still holding out for the possibility of playing domestic cricket.
It would not be right for me to pick and choose where and when and in what format I play for the Proteas. For me, in green and gold, it must be everything or nothing. I will always be grateful for my teammates, the coaches and the staff of Cricket South Africa for their support through all these years. It's not about earning more somewhere else. It's about running out of gas and feeling that it's time to move on. Everything comes to an end.
Proceedings finally got underway today in the bail application of self-confessed middleman in the Panayotu murder. 33-year-old Thando Sione was arrested earlier this month after evading police for nearly 6 months. This was one of the reasons, as indicated by the state, why they are opposing his bail application. Algoa FM's Dorian Lopesha reports.
The lead investigating officer, Kana Swanepoel, stated in his affidavit that Sione was warned several times to appear in court on the day Christopher Panayotu was sentenced. Police also visited the home of his mother and now ex-girlfriend Babawa Breakfast on numerous occasions, but with no success. Police even had an undercover policeman join Sione's gym and still could not determine his whereabouts. The state says this